and just have an awesome time in surrender before God, which is awesome. But I just want to speak for a little while about a series that we're in at the moment called The Necessity of Intimacy. The Necessity of Intimacy. And who's been enjoying this series? Yeah, awesome series. It's something that's impacted my life heaps. Just even coming around the last couple of weeks and talking about this topic about intimacy with God. And Hope Point, the vision statement of our church is transforming our community through the love and power of Jesus. And who knows that that's going to take some energy to transform our community through the love and power of Jesus. That's going to mean that there's some stuff for us to do. There's some energy that's going to be spent. And to follow the model of Jesus, to model our life like he did and following his example means that we're going to be doing some things in the next little while, eh? And it's awesome that we have the privilege to do that, but we're journeying in this series of intimacy because if we don't find that place of intimacy with God, we soon burn out, we soon get frustrated, and we find ourselves not being able to complete the very thing that we started out to do, which was transforming our community through the love and power of Jesus. And I think it's important that we come around and we find that place of intimacy with God where he actually empowers us to go and do the mission, do the stuff that he's called us to do. And if you remember 2 weeks ago when I shared, we had a look at a guy in the Bible called Moses. Now, Moses went down in history as a man, a friend of God. Pretty intimate place to be written about that you're being a friend of God. And we know that Moses spoke face to face with God, a pretty intimate place that Moses had with God. And pretty awesome that we can have a look at this man of God and glean some things. And if you remember, we spoke about the fact that when Moses was out in the desert, he was looking after a heap of sheep. It wasn't till that moment that this bush is on fire. It wasn't till the point when he turned his back on the distractions, the sheep, the people, everything that was going on in farming sheep, and he turned aside and looked and observed and inquired about what was going on in this bush that God spoke to him in that environment. And it's important that we realize and we understand that living in this society and living in this culture that just bombards us with information, it's so important that we take time to put aside the distractions, to put aside the noise, to hear the voice of God. And I said 2 weeks ago that we live in a society right now that you will receive more information in the next 12 hours than people have throughout history in their whole lifetime. That's a pretty amazing statistic, but the truth is that we're being bombarded with information, we're being bombarded with stuff, social media, stuff that just wants to grab our attention onto the next thing, and it is so critical that we find that place of intimacy to hear the voice of God. And it's awesome. Tonight, I want to look at this bloke called Moses again, and I want to look at what was going on in his life, another element that he went down in history as a friend of God, and what was happening there. We know, first of all, that Moses is this leader that's leading the people of Israel, God's chosen people, out of Egypt. And we know that it was God's intention all along to be intimate with his people. Not just with Moses, but with the nation of Israel. The intention of God was to have this intimate interaction with his people. It was never meant to be just for Moses, but it was meant for the whole people of Israel. But something happened, and the people of Israel, they said, "Hang on, God, we've got this mediator Moses. How about we draw a line? How about we retreat? How about we step back because of fear? And we let Moses do the talking. You talk to him, tell us what to do, and he can come back and guide us in our life." So God basically said, no worries. So here we have this story where Moses is now the mediator between this chosen people of God. It's amazing that here God is set aside this nation of Israel in such a unique opportunity that they now have the opportunity to interact with God on an intimate level. But yet they drew the line, they retreated, they refused. They said, Moses, you go do that stuff. We're afraid. You just tell us what to do and we'll do it. And we know that that didn't even go that successful. But God's initial plan was never to have this distant relationship with his people. And let me read a scripture in Psalms. It's Psalms 103, verse 7. It said, he, or God, made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. God made known his ways to Moses, but his acts to the people of Israel. It's interesting that because Israel had decided to retreat, they had decided to pull back in their interaction with God, he was still merciful and gracious enough to supernaturally meet their needs, to do awesome things in their life. And they saw the activities, they saw the acts, they saw the supernatural things that were going on even as they were journeying through the desert. But yet they didn't know his ways. And it says here that Moses knew his ways. And I think it's really important that we understand that God was not pulling back on the people of Israel. He was standing there and offering them this intimacy, but yet for whatever reason, they pulled back and said, no, we're just happy with the acts. We're just happy with this supernatural provision of manna. We're just happy for all this awesome stuff you've done, you've delivered us, but we're just going to draw the line there. We're not going to go any deeper. We got our old mate here, Moses. He's going to do that. He's going to speak to God on our behalf. And they cut themselves short on the very purpose that God had initiated this relationship with them. If we go over to Exodus 33, and it's down in verse 13, it says, this is Moses talking to God. It says, if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you. Teach me your ways so I may know you. It's a profound verse. It's an amazing verse. That here Moses is saying, look, teach me your ways so that I may know you. If we fast forward in the history of Israel, if we look forward to see the outcome of all this, it wasn't that God just was a control freak and just wanted intimacy, wanted interaction with his people. It was just that the outcome is better. And that's the same for us. God is not a control freak that just wants somehow your time, your energy, but he's just so wanting to interact with us because that's the way he's designed us. He has designed us to be in relationship with him, not in just a way that sees the awesome things he does, that receives the blessings, receives the supernatural things in our life that we can stand here and say there is a God, but he wants to go that bit deeper with us to that intimacy where we know him on a personal level. We fast forward and see what happens through Moses and what happens through Israel. And we see the outcome of their two choices. We see the fact that they actually both got what they asked for. Israel got what they asked for. They got a distant relationship with God. They ended up, we see their life, Israel, which it's up and down, it's like a roller coaster. They're serving God, now they're not, they are, they're not, they're complaining, they're grumbling, they're doubting. They go into idolatry, God forgives them, he's so gracious. This is going on for 40 years, up and down, up and down. And this is still in the environment of the acts, of supernatural activity going on. Here we see Moses at the end of his life, a man who spoke face to face with God. A man who had not only seen the acts and appreciated the acts and these awesome supernatural things of God, but he wanted so much more. His cry was, God, I want to know your ways so that I can know you. I want to know your ways so that I can know you. I know the band only just sat down, but can we have them back up, please? That would be awesome. We're going to do something a bit different tonight. We're going to continue in worship now. But I've just got a few more thoughts before we finish. We can often look at Israel, we can often look at these chosen people and think, what fools? What were these guys thinking? They had an invitation from Almighty God, and because of fear, predominantly, they decided to pull back, they decided to draw a line, they decided to retreat with this very invitation that God was offering them for intimacy, for interaction. But oftentimes I think that oftentimes we're exactly in the same position. We do life for whatever reason. Maybe it's fear. Maybe there's sin in our life that if we think we get too close to God and become vulnerable, that somehow that will affect our relationship with Him. For whatever reason, God is still giving the invitation for His people to be intimate with Him. We saw a clip last week of Jefferson who he so clearly spoke about the vulnerability of God, how through the ages the vulnerability of God increases and increases. To the point at the beginning where God just wanted a chosen people to be with. And then we see the vulnerability of God increase because He's desiring intimacy. And it comes down to a next level where He actually sends His Son to the planet to become like one of us, to walk around with us, to be one of us, to show us who God is. What an extremely vulnerable place for Almighty God to be in pursuit of intimacy. And then we see another level down where God now actually comes and lives inside us. An extremely vulnerable place of a God who, the Holy Spirit, for those who believe in Jesus, He actually comes and takes up residence within us. What is it that's stopping you tonight from having that cry of Moses that said, God, I see your acts, I see your supernatural provisions, I see principles in the Bible that I should follow, and maybe I am following, but I want to know your ways so that I may know you. There's something always in our life that stops us from pursuing this intimacy with God. Maybe it is sin. Maybe it's sin in your life that you know is there for whatever reason. You just keep pushing it under the carpet. You keep trying to hide it in your life in hope that somehow it'll get overlooked and somehow it'll just work its way out of your life. Sin will be the very thing that'll stop you, like these children of Israel, like this nation of Israel, that stopped them from pursuing an invitation of all invitations. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's vulnerability. Maybe it's religion. We've completed our religious duties. We come to church and that's it. Or maybe we look to the pastor to seek God on our behalf, but we don't have this intimacy to this invitation that God is always giving us. It's not by accident you're here. It's not by accident you're on the planet right now. I don't know about you, but I want to go down as a man who followed God, but not only experienced awesome things which we're contending for in the supernatural, but more than that, said, God, I want to go even deeper. I want to know your ways so that I may know you. If that's you tonight, why don't you stand right now? Feel like Moses in your prayer right now is, God, I want to know your ways because I want to know you. There might be one person here tonight that would stand up and say, that's my prayer. One woman, one man. See, the thing with Moses is there was a whole nation that was walking the opposite way. They had drawn the line, they retreated. But Moses stood. He said, God, I want to know your ways so that I may know you. If that's your cry tonight, that's your heart, why don't you stand up now? God, we want to know your ways. Lord, we come into this place tonight with surrendered hearts. We know that you never hold out on us. We know that this pursuit of intimacy with Almighty God is something that would blow our minds, but yet you simply offer it to us as an invitation. Whatever barriers, whatever things stop us from pursuing you in this way, God, we pray that you would expose them in our lives, that we would never be the same from this point on. We thank you that you're a perfect Father. For those that stood tonight, you might think, well, I've done the smallest thing. My butt's moved about 30 centimeters. But God sees that. It's a step of faith. You're proclaiming to people, you're proclaiming that this is my heart desire. Whatever it takes, no matter if a nation is walking the other way, I'm going to make a stand. We're just going to worship God right now as we finish up tonight. I just want you to just interact with God. Start with this prayer that Moses had and say, God, I want to know your ways, so that I might know you.